Hello, my name is Julian Steinbeck, and this is Julian's Archives, a collection of stories that is bound to entertain you one way or another. And man, it has been forever since I released a podcast episode, maybe 10 years. I'm just playing. It's only been 2 months since I released season 2's trailer, and we're officially going to get season 2 underway. If you're new to the podcast, you can check out all my other podcast episodes that tells the stories of my life growing up in Detroit, Michigan. That's where I'm from. This semester was met with a lot of challenges, you know, classes, you know, my job, internships and things of that nature, you know, things just to get my life rolling. And this semester is my final semester. I'll be graduating in a few weeks and my birthday is this Saturday. So a lot of things are happening within the course of the next few weeks. We have a lot to get to today, but first we're going to start off with some words of encouragement to start to kickstart that day. All right, time for some words of encouragement here on Julian's Archives. Today's words of encouragement is all about letting go. Now, letting go is probably everyone's toughest challenge at one point in their lives or another. And I've seen a lot of people who just won't let go of the past. They won't let go of the negativity. Sometimes people won't even let go of the person that they so love so much. And obviously, it can be frustrating to not let things go because you're basically harboring all of that anger and aggression and sadness. And it's never okay to hold in your emotions because it could be downright detrimental to your mental health. And since I'm a mental health reporter, I definitely could relate to letting go of some things. And I look forward to my year as 23 as being the year of letting go all of the past stuff, all of the stuff that has hurt me, all of the stuff that has discouraged me. Just let it go. That's all people could do at the end of the day. You are who you are and you should be proud of who you are. So let all that negativity go. You know, that's pretty much the words of encouragement for today. And now for everyone's favorite part of the podcast, the story. Time to grab some popcorn and your favorite wine, because it's story time. Man, it's been a while since I've said that. But this story is by far the most hilarious one back in middle school. If you're on the podcast and you've been listening for a while, I did tell a few middle school stories from back in the day, and I'm still going to continue to tell them because middle school obviously were the worst years of my life. I was about to say the best, but it was actually the worst. So let's get started. I'm super excited to be sharing this story with you guys. So this story takes place in Fleming Academy, fifth grade. For those of you who are new to the podcast, I am from Detroit, Michigan. So if you hear Fleming Academy or Brenda Scott Academy, you're definitely on the right podcast, Julian's Archives. So this story takes place in fifth grade, and it happens on my birthday, which happens to be this Saturday. It's a coincidence, right? So this story takes place after lunch period because we had all of our subjects taught in one room, whether it was math, social studies. The only place we didn't have to be in homeroom was with science in gym class. They had their own separate hours, so we would go there. So this story is probably the most ridiculous story you probably will ever hear, but I still want to tell it anyway because I did not deserve this. So we're in reading. We're reading this book. If you are in fifth grade, you know what kind of books, you know, we would read. So we're in the middle of reading. And of course, I will be sitting next to the bullies in question. Like each school, I had a different group of bullies I had to deal with, whether they were taunting me for my size, for my sexuality, or just to be mean, just because, you know. So I'm sitting right behind this group of bullies. And it's my turn to read. We're reading this hilarious novel. I forget what it's called. I think it was called Charlotte's Web. We were reading that, and I couldn't help but notice that as I'm reading, I keep feeling something sharp hit my head. And, you know, it wasn't like sharp wind or anything. I felt something literally sharp touch my head and touch the floor. So I stopped for a minute when it was my turn reading. there's a bunch of staples on the floor, right? Like little small staples, you know, when you staple something and, you know, the end result of the staple is it's smushed, right? So I saw a lot of those on the floor near my desk and I'm like, where did these staples come from? And they're sitting over here laughing and smirking. So I'm like, okay, don't let them get to you. Because I was already in a bad mood anyway because of gym class, because of dodgeball. They hit me in my face. They hit me all kind of places. They were just brutal in dodgeball. So my body was aching and my head was hurting. So I was already in a bad mood, but I told myself, don't get into any fights, whether it's verbal or physical, because you already have a headache. Your body already hurts. You cannot take any more stress today. So I'm like, all right, I'm just let it slide. My friends were like, at my table were like, let it slide. You know, you don't want to get in trouble. It is your birthday. I'm like, you're right. So the sharp objects continue, right? So I'm confronted them. I'm like, quit throwing staples over here before you poke somebody's eyes out. Because lo and behold, I didn't wear glasses when I was in middle school. So if I were to turn around and a staple hits me in my face and it gets in my eye, then the school would have automatically gotten sued. And the students would have probably not had a place to go for school. They'd have to find somewhere else to go. So I'm like, quit throwing staples at me, because if one staple hits my eye, I'm suing all of you people. So the teacher heard that and you're like, what's going on? And I'm like, these people keep throwing staples at me. Can you please tell them to stop? So he tells them to stop. He tells me to stop yelling, which I really feel like I didn't have to stop yelling because I'm tired of these students. I'm tired of being picked on. Like, fifth grade was the breaking point, and so was ninth and 12th grade. Those were the breaking points for me. I really did not want to be on earth, but I continued to keep going. So we're continuing to read. We're continuing to go through our exercises. And they do it again. This time, I'm like, listen, if you throw another staple, I am going to fight you. Like, I was literally in a fighting mood that day. So the teacher was like, do you want the attention? I'm like, no, but you better get your kids before I get them. So he's like, okay, you're getting detention. I'm like, what? For what? I was like, for actual what? You got students over here throwing staples. And then when one of them hits a student's eye, then y'all are in trouble and y'all could probably lose your job. I was trying to say the teacher in this case. And the students for having to find some other place to go learn at. So he gives me detention. He writes out this form, and on my birthday after school, I had to go to detention. He makes me go turn it into the assistant principal, who I really despised at the time. And he was like, so you got detention again? And I'm like, yeah, you gonna do something about these kids or do I have to? So he tacks on another hour onto detention. I had a smart mouth back then. I really did. Like, I had a smart mouth with my teachers because they would have a smart mouth with me. And it's like, if you throw fire, you don't get fire back. That's basically the mentality that I have. So I got my first detention ever. And I'm so mad because I have been doing so good with my behavior and, you know, calming myself down when people pick on me. I've been doing a great job of that until my birthday on a Friday. This was on a Friday. And detention was probably the worst. It was like the students were prisoners and the assistant principal and the principal were probably the wardens, right? So they had us doing all types of crazy stuff in detention. For the first half, we wrote, I will behave correctly. We wrote that like 500 times. And then after that, we would do duck walks. They take us to the gym where they physically exert us, overexhaust us. And they would make us do duck walks. They would make us do push-ups. They would make us do sit-ups. They would make us run laps. And not to mention with duck walking, like you had to walk from one side of the gym to the other side of the gym. And this is a very large gym. This is probably the biggest room in the whole entire school. And if kids misbehave during detention, you get time added on. And I was like, if y'all don't shut the hell up, like my legs are already hurting from them goddamn duck walks. My arms are already hurting because of those push-ups they made us do. And then to top it all off, they made us write some more. But my mom took me out early. She was like, my son gotta go. So it's about 5 o'clock. They held me in school till 5 o'clock. I just thought about it. And my mama asked me what happened. And I'm like, these kids were throwing staples at the back of my head. And if one of them hit my eye, then you would have had to come up here. You know, I told her the story and I was like, She was like, okay, it's nothing that you really did. So really, that was pretty much the whole day. That whole day was a nightmare in middle school. Like, it really was. Like, my body was already aching. I was already in a bad mood. And these students did not make my life any better by picking with me. And that was probably the first time I've ever gotten detention, ever. In high school, there was detention, but I never got detention in high school. I never got suspended in high school. Now, middle school is a different story because I used to retaliate against other students, and that's why I would get suspended. But high school, I never got suspended. Like, I kept a clean record. Luckily, none of my middle school records, they did transfer over to the high school. Otherwise, I probably wouldn't have got in, especially in eighth grade since it was in a different district. But detention is probably the worst place to go, especially if you're in middle school or high school. Probably the worst. You'll probably be doing some gym exercises. You'll probably be riding 1,000 times till your arm falls off. But that story did teach me, like, if you don't want detention, you better keep your mouth closed. I kept my mouth closed after that. Well, not really. Some kids continued to pick on me, but the consequence was suspensions rather than detention. But I was like, come on, bro. Like, you really gonna give me detention on my goddamn birthday over some goddamn staples? Like, that was probably the most ridiculous, tedious stuff ever. But, yeah, that is the story on how I got detention on my birthday back in middle school. I was so mad. But it also taught me, like, you can't really go off on nobody and expect not to get in trouble. So that was the one thing that I did learn. But that is the story on how I got detention on my birthday over some staples. Which makes me wonder, how do students even get staples when they're in fifth grade? Unless they're stealing it from the teacher's desk, or maybe their mom's like packed like staplers, like those little mini tiny staplers, and maybe that's why they get them. But you know, you shouldn't be using them to throw stuff at people, because you could really poke someone's eyes out. And for anyone that's watching this, please don't throw staples at no one. You really don't want a lawsuit. You really don't. But that does it for this episode of Julian's Archives. If you like it, smash that subscribe button, smash that follow button, smash any button that you know that'll help a brother out. And we shall see you guys next time on Julian's Archives. Peace out, everyone.